Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour now, time for our weekly overview. On behalf of the DJB Show, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, who are here to discuss with me and you the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of Veterans Day, November the 8th to the 12th, the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 people on the list, and things that are nuanced in our conversations have been either through the course of the week or we find ourselves as we get to the end of the week. Some of the focus changes a little bit because we know a little bit more at the end of the week, hopefully, than we did at the beginning of the week. So let me go through the story list and the people list and then pick out some of the things that I think are worthy of our attention. Veterans Day, the VA issues number 10. Certainly, I think for me, it would have been, I would put it up on the list a little more, but I'm not Talkers Magazine. Foreign affairs, especially our relationship with China and Russia, number 9. The Astroworld tragedy and what that all means. I suppose maybe that could be coupled with Rust and the controversy about that. But I think, well, let's talk about it when we get there. The immigration situation, number 7. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is 6. Climate discussions and what went on or is going on at the summit, number 5. The political realities of the world or our world in America, number 4. Investigation into January 6th. Man, this thing is talking about beating a dead horse. Wow. Number 2, the COVID vaccine discussion, mask discussion, mandate discussion wrapped around Aaron Rodgers in part, and what's going on in schools. Number 1, inflation, the proposals for fixing our infrastructure, the supply chain, and how things are breaking down. They're all part of the economy. So that's it. Those are the stories. Number 10 on the people list is Travis Scott. Alec Baldwin is 9. Nancy Pelosi is 8. Kyle Rittenhouse is 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Liz Cheney is 5. Whoopee. Aaron Rodgers, 4. Donald Trump, 3. Kamala Harris is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. I think more people are talking about Kamala Harris here. She's in, it's crickets wherever she goes now. All right, so.
Well, she's in France this week. That's why she's on the list.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so Veterans Day, VA issues, the whole business about how we treat. I mean, this is, again, maybe beating a dead horse, but it still needs to have our focus because nobody seems to be addressing these issues, although the White House did say this week, there was a new strategy to identify and treat health issues in veterans, especially the ones who have been exposed to chemical hazards, environmental hazards, that sort of thing, physical hazards. Well, I mean, that is the definition of a soldier, right? Being exposed to physical hazards, especially if you're out in the theater of war. That's what you're signing up for, in part. So the Department of Veterans Affairs recognizing that certain illnesses present differently with veterans, and so we ought to do more. I mean, this is the same. You go back to Vietnam and Agent Orange, for example. How many guys who were in that theater didn't know what they're being exposed to and have died a horrible death because it just ravaged people's bodies with cancer? That kind of stuff.
It's horrible.
And because you can't sue the government, right? You can't sue as much as we'd all like to sometimes over various infractions, this is one of them. So anyway, Biden said that the new effort focuses on increasing the VA's ability to identify connections between health hazards and disabilities. Okay, so after you recognize them, what do you do about it? Isn't
well,
that the
I think
question?
Identifying meaning to get better treatment, because like you said, if you are exposed to it, the cancer may not show up immediately. Mm-hmm. So I would assume that it means more preventative care and and just treatment in general for it. It's a horrible side
but
effect.
Shouldn't there be, when we, this whole business about infrastructure and the Better Buy Build or whatever that thing is called that they've...
Build Back Better.
Build Back Better, that too. Shouldn't this be as important as that stuff in terms of what Congress
I think it should
is?
Be more important.
Yeah.
Our veterans really get a tough time.
Short end of the stick.
Especially, I think maybe since Vietnam, when people came home, when they came home, people threw things at them and
yeah.
threw at them.
Right.
And, you know, I think we lost some respect for our military during that time in our nation's history.
And it wasn't their fault. It was Nixon's fault. And LBJ's fault. And
they
the people running the
orders.
Defense Department. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, it's like,
so
what are you supposed to do? Just walk off the job? You'll end up dead. You stay with your team. And then I think there's already a stigma on mental health. So for men, especially when men come back and they have seen war or they've lost someone close to them in the military, I think you see a lot of people who don't either have access or who don't take the stuff that's available to them to help them. And so there was a big story out here in California where I'm in Los Angeles. There's a big piece of land, and Doug, I know you spend time out here, so you may have seen it. It's on the west side, your neck of the woods. And there's a big VA property out there that has a lot of land around
right
it.
Right on the 405, yep. Yeah.
And what's really stunning is that there were all kinds of homeless veterans. And the reason that you knew that is that they had signs on the outside of their, like, encampments. They had flags hung up on the outside of their tents, just living on the street outside of the VA. And so they're preparing Los Angeles for the Olympics, and God forbid we have some veterans on the side of the road where people might see them. You know, everybody wants to sweep them under the rug when companies coming. And so they just moved them onto this property, which they were supposed to do years ago. It was given to the VA specifically for this reason, to house these homeless vets that have come home. But for many of these guys, they receive dishonorable discharges for whatever reason, and they don't get the services of the VA, so they just sort of camp with their other people on the outside of the perimeter, essentially.
Well, it's right on Whistler Boulevard. It's not like it was hidden from view. And the land that we're talking about is very valuable land, and some people said, well, we should move them to Los Angeles City Center or something because this land is too valuable. We should tear all the veterans' buildings down here and put up whatever it is that they want to put up. I mean, imagine the junction of Wilshire Boulevard and the 405. How much is that land worth? And so
a lot.
The government. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So it's more about
money. The
point
is that we've got so many things at play, and this isn't a place where the services are accessible. In other places, it's much harder to get services from the VA when you're in rural areas, and it just compounds kind of the issue that our veterans, I think, they face every single day. So, and the dishonorable discharge is a big thing. Part of the argument about the vaccine, for those who are choosing not to get it, they're being dishonorably discharged from the military. And is that fair?
Talk about social engineering. Okay, so that's number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China and Russia. We'll talk about that after this here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with Wellvine Chardonnay Mark. from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
All right, so with regard to number nine, our relationship with some of the people, governments we don't like, China this week, because of the focus, the people at the climate summit throwing barbs at them, has said they will be more aggressive about taking action with regard to emissions there. Actually, it was a joint declaration with our country, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah,
right, given the tensions.
It?
Yeah.
Well, it's a step. I mean, it's a step in the right direction, so we'll see.
The front page of the LA Times this weekend has talked about how President Xi has revised history in China. He's only the third person in charge of that country to do that, and basically said that we're always on the right side, you know, really kind of lying to his own people.
He puts
Uyghur Muslims into concentration camps. I mean, he's committing genocide. It's really hard for me to believe that he commits anything to doing anything good that would help.
Well, the reason that he might, though, but is that, and this is sort of the approach that Biden had campaigned on, you know, getting all of our allies together, circling the wagons. If everyone says that we're not going to do business with China unless you literally clean up your air and your emissions, well, I mean, that puts pressure on them. They still need to make money. They, you know, in order to colonize the rest of the world, they still need to make money, and they still need us to be dependent on them. If we're not buying their stuff, we're not dependent on them anymore. So I think that I think we actually have China in a good position on this one issue. So we'll see where it goes. But a lot of the other countries have just said enough is enough. If you don't come to the table and make a commitment, then, you know, we're going to start scaling back on what we do with you.
The climate envoy is John Kerry, a former senator and a presidential candidate. He's the one who's been meeting with all of these people. There are 30 different countries that are in on it, and he supposedly is the leader. Let's see how that shakes out. Meanwhile, the Russians are trying to rehash or somehow represent the Ukrainian invasion of 2014. Secretary of State Blinken said during a press conference that the Ukrainian foreign minister is concerned Russia may try to, quote-unquote, rehash. I don't know. Does that mean go back in?
Do the whole thing over again.
Do the whole thing over again?
Yep.
Yeah. There we go. Yes. And it's more that we focused on China for sure, but the Russians are up to no good, and we don't seem to be able to do anything, or we're not taking a strong stand with them either. I don't see that we are. It's just okay.
Well, strong stand meaning what? What do you want us to do?
I want us to put
sanctioned the crap out of them.
We handed them a big win with pipelines, and so I think that was pretty disturbing, because you hear a group of people saying how bad Russia is, and then you're like, well, why are you giving them more power, especially in the region that they're in? And that's exactly what this administration did when they signed over the rights to the stream pipeline, whatever it's called.
Where is that? That pipeline?
It goes right through Russia.
Yeah, but why should we have any say over what goes on in Russia?
Because we had to sign off on the deal, and because it sells through all of Europe and our allies and Germany and all of this, and the United States had to sign off on it. Why they do, I don't know, but they did, and we did, and
now
Russia has been empowered.
The only power that Russia has economically is because they have gas and oil, and they sell it to the Europeans. That's it. They got nothing else. And so their whole economy is dependent, and Putin and all of his pals are big owners. They killed all of the owners of the various corporations that are tied to this so they could have it all for themselves. Think about that. 21 after the hour.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back 23 after the hour here. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review from the folks on the DJV program on Monday through Friday show that brings Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and I together every day, discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about, having some fun. But when it comes to this sort of thing, we take our responsibility pretty seriously. Jay, among many other tasks that she has, is in charge of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And each week when it comes to discussing the issues, we have comments from our listeners. So you want to go through some of the comments that we've had on, let's start with that Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which is number 6 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Countdown.
Yeah, Greg Donahue says it was self-defense and acquittal is the proper outcome. Charlene Greer on the other side said he did it and drove 100 plus miles to do it and was underage to have a gun. Mm-hmm. Donnie Smith said if the government protected its citizens and property, private citizens would not have to do it. So you kind of have opinions going from all across the board. Bonnie Ellison says, I think the judges had enough of the prosecuting attorney. The video proves it was self-defense. End of story.
And what's unfortunate, I think, is that so many people made up their minds about this because of the way the media portrayed it early on, which was now revealed to be a lot of lies. And so Everybody, I think, is pretty stunned. But the judge, you're right, Jay, has made a big name for himself in this case.
Well, but the facts of the case, though, I mean, this was an underage kid who illegally possessed a weapon and drove 100 miles to go and get into trouble. I mean,
he was a white supremacist and that he was going to hunt black people and the president of the United States came out and said he was a white supremacist.
There's no proof
that he was, and he actually ended up shooting white people, not black people.
The bottom line, though, is this is not an open and shut self-defense case. It's not. And I know people who support him want to say that it is, but it's not.
Well, Doug, it's motive. You illegally possess a weapon and you drive 100 miles.
Guilty as hell.
It's actually not about motive, and I know Jay wants to get in with these social media comments, but what it's about is if you bring a gun to a party, can you claim self-defense? So it is, yes, Victoria, about whether or not you can claim self-defense, but it has nothing to do with motive. In fact, it really doesn't, because he came there, he said he was protecting property. It doesn't really matter. He shouldn't have been there. I think we all agree on that. But what was said is that he was attacked by these people, and the video shows that he was, and actually one of the surviving people that he shot said, yeah, we pointed guns at him. But the argument is, if you bring a gun someplace and you're not supposed to have it, can you claim self-defense if maybe you having the gun might have sparked the reason why you're in this trouble?
So, see, I think that's
yes, there is an argument about self-defense, but I really think the media needs to do a better job preparing people for
at
least probably just weapons charges. I don't think he's going to get any of these murder charges.
And that's what a lot of people have echoed as well, Jen, that these murder charges should be dropped. However, the other charges of illegally having the gun, being underage, having the gun, all of that stuff, he should be held accountable for. And other people have even mentioned the media, that the media riled people up.
Media has no responsibility. Nobody can go after the news media.
They're doing it again, because if it doesn't come out the way people think it should, even though they probably haven't watched 30 seconds of the trial to understand what's going on, there'll be problems.
I just think that when you're an agitator, let's call him that, right? So
agitators.
He was too, Jen. You don't drive 100 miles with a gun that you illegally possess for no reason.
Property. So again,
right. Property that he has no
motive.
Connection to 100
miles
away.
How is he connected? That's a
that
good
makes
question.
No,
too.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that I'm just tired of his lawyers now trying to paint him out to be the victim here. If you show up with a gun and someone wrestles a gun away from you and you end up getting shot, you're not the victim.
No one
you're
wrestled the gun away from him.
I'm
that's
just
the
saying.
Thing.
I'm
I mean,
just
someone,
saying when
they
people
pull a gun on him.
Here's listener Ernesto, who says a young dumb kid doing dumb stuff, but he did the right thing. The men were supposed to do what he did.
Okay.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of people would probably do the same thing as the point.
He says, that's why I love listening to the radio. Okay, Ernesto, thank you. It's 28.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a weekend to red up at the White House in advance of a big ceremony on Monday when President Biden signs the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Officials are reportedly considering holding the event on the South Lawn if the weather permits so as to be able to accommodate a very large crowd. And that crowd's expected to include lawmakers from both parties, as well as governors and mayors from across the USA. Also, labor union and business leaders will be there. The White House says not only will this $1 trillion package repair roads and bridges and other surface transportation like never before, but it will create hundreds of thousands of jobs in the process. The governor of Wisconsin calling in the National Guard to Kenosha in advance of a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial. The jury will be getting the case and start deliberations on Monday. And this is USA Radio News. More now on the infrastructure bill that the president will be signing with great pomp and circumstance on Monday at the White House. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says at that event he will also announce who he's chosen to be the infrastructure coordinator, someone that she says will oversee the implementation of the $1.2 trillion measure and make sure the funds are spent properly and that there is accountability.
And expect it will be someone from outside the administration.
It will be a busy Monday for President Biden, as after that event in the afternoon, he is expected to be having a phone meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. It will be the first formal bilateral meeting between the two leaders. White House Press Secretary Psaki saying that Xi and Biden will, in her words, discuss ways to responsibly manage their competition. Britney Spears is thanking her fans as she celebrates the end of her conservatorship, and this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
America in the focus, actually of the world. This is the DJV overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The top 10 stories of the week, according to research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list posted. We have them on our website, don't we, and our social media, Jay, both website and social media. The DJV show.
Yeah, it's DJV show and DJVshow.com and TalkRadioCountdown.com.
There we go. And Talkers.com. So there, you can get the list, see it, and have your own thoughts. Thought it was interesting. I was looking at some research this week as to how many more people are listening to spoken word formats on the air and on podcasts and that sort of thing. 22 million more people listening this time this year than last year to spoken word things, including most of them listening to us, right? Jennifer in Los Angeles. Woohoo! Jennifer, not only here on the DJV program, but also does the mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria has a podcast called Beauty Pop, so you can hear her talking. I've suggested that she make me a guest on it at some point in time. I haven't gotten too far with that one yet. Jay, in charge of all our social media, is the mother of Mac, and that's what she does for her side gig. So we all have our side gigs. Meanwhile, at number 8 this week on the countdown, the situation with Astro World and Rust, I suppose, putting those two together maybe somewhat. I think we all know the Rust story, but I don't know that a lot of people know the story of Astro World and the 9 people who died at this festival last weekend. So what Travis Scott is a rapper.
he apparently is not much good as a human being. I guess I'm getting that from various accounts, but those to be believed because they're regular news media accounts.
Well, I mean, he's paying for the funerals, and he's, you know, paying for mental health and PTSD counseling. I mean, he's trying to do, you know, all the right stuff that you're supposed to do. When
wouldn't the right stuff have been not to try to rile everybody up? Yeah, thank you.
Well, sure, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't know if that makes him a horrible human being, but he certainly has a past history of getting people very riled up at his shows, so I don't know. I think he's going to face lots of lawsuits, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah, and he's even posted about in past concerts where people have gotten hurt or they got so overheated or they passed out, and he has always praised them for just going that hard for him, and it's
how stupid.
You got to care more about your fans.
Egomaniac. Mm.
Yep, right. Okay, so number seven, the race relations issue as it wraps itself around immigration and where we're going with all this stuff. I'm so confused by what's going on or not going on. I can't tell you that I really have an authoritative point of view. I do know that there is legislation that has been passed. I don't know if it's been filed. I don't think it's been passed yet. To resolve racial inequities that are a part of, because this was Veterans Week, I'm sure this bill was a part of that focus, a bill to deal with all of the prejudices and the inequities that blacks have in the service. A lot of black service members who fought for our country going as far back as World War II denied advantages of veterans benefits. How the hell do we, where does this come from? The prejudices that, I guess I asked that question
like,
a few minutes ago about something else.
This seems awful if it's happening.
They scratch them
the services?
From things, mortgages, for example, loans for businesses, college assistance, all those things that the white people get, the black people don't get. And so, anyway,
on what basis, though? That's just
this is going back to 1944 with President Roosevelt when he signed the GI Bill. That was in
But it's still going on now, Victoria.
Right, but not to this extent. So what this bill is looking to do is to, it's basically if you are a descendant of a black veteran who was denied all of these benefits, it's called the GI Bill Restoration Act, and so it's going to extend loan and education benefits to living spouses and descendants of black World War II veterans. That's what this bill specifically deals with. But if you're black today in the military, you're not being denied the, you know, loan opportunities or whatever. I mean, that's what I was going to say.
I'm like,
yeah, that's not happening today.
Well,
yeah.
I do think there are ghosts of Christmas past, if you will, in the service. There's still racial inequity. I can remember in my lifetime, back in the 1950s after Korea, during Korea, when black soldiers were stationed in the theater of operation, there were two latrines. White soldiers went into one pee pot, and the black soldiers went and took a pee in another pot. That's how, and that's not that long ago when you get down to brass tacks. So I think this, you know, and if it isn't on a sign someplace,
yeah, but let's be
it
clear
still
that
is
that's
in the
not
hearts
happening
of some
today
people.
Because the way that I think the story came out is like it's still happening today, which piqued my interest. Like,
I think
how
it
in
is
the world can
point.
You get away with it?
I mean, it may not be physical, and I'm not sure that I'm crazy about reparation bills, but I will tell you, well, my mind changed a good deal when I found out in terms of my interest in farming how badly treated the black farmers have been in this country who got land after the Civil War, or their families did, and they would get title to it. They can't prove that they own it, so they can't get loans. They can't transfer title to somebody else if they want to sell it because they can't prove that they own it. Right. That kind
and see,
of
that's,
stuff.
That's a perfect example of systemic racism. Yeah. That's a system that has been at play for so long that has prevented black Americans from building generational wealth.
See,
that's,
on
that's
one hand...
is, I mean, that's part of the stuff that does need to be taught in schools, and yeah. then everyone's so hung up on this critical race theory buzzword that
well,
no one even
because
knows what
it's,
it is.
It's buzz,
but,
exactly.
like, that's the kind of, but
that
you know,
goes
what,
too far. That
doesn't
what
do
happens with,
just, let's just
but what happens with black farmers in America, that's something that a lot of people don't learn about in school, that people mm-hmm. should
no.
know.
Well, that's why we talk about it here, because this is like an educational classroom of the year, in many respects, and people call me Professor Stefan. I don't mean to lecture people, but I will tell you that this sort of thing, whereas, not to have, you know, this be contradictory points, I think the Black Lives Matter movement has gone too far in and of itself on its own. But there are specific instances that the grandstanders don't talk about, like Al Sharpton and these people that are out there to rally the cause, because they don't have any sense. They're New Yorkers. What do they know about what goes on in Iowa? But I do because I've followed it. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do a podcast and a weekly radio show called The American Family Farmer. And one of the things I look at, I'm not interested in big ag. I'm interested in the affairs of the small family farmers, and black people are having one heck of a time trying to exist in the agricultural world at the moment because of the prejudices that are still there. So I'm interested in correcting what's still there. Can't do anything about the past, and reparations don't cut it. It sort of reminds me of what Larry Elder said once. I heard him say that he doesn't support white people paying to take care of what was the phrase?
White people who were never slave owners paying black people who were never slaves.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I knew you'd have that somewhere. All right, let's keep moving here. The climate summit. Did you see the pictures outside the summit of the garbage that was piling up over there? I mean, you think about it. This is in Glasgow, Scotland this week. All those people there preaching about protecting the planet. And there are 400 private planes in the airport. And if you see the piles of garbage that are outside all around the conferences, I mean, even up to the doorstep, you know, this has been going on, for about 8 days, I think, 8 or 9 days, and the mess outside. So you have people talking a good game inside, but yet the practice outside, the reality is that people aren't really taking it seriously. That's the way I read it. You tell me I'm wrong, guys.
Well, I can't, because I think you're right. Well, there are people who make this a business for themselves, so they fly on their private jets and they go spiel to people who make it
some
religion,
people,
and then they fly
everybody.
Home and live their lives.
No, not everybody.
Yeah,
I don't think it's
fair to say that just because there's trash from so many people being there, which is that should
well,
have been
you'd think
handled.
They'd be smart enough to think of the visual, though, right, Victoria? I mean, really and truly, the visual, the optics of that's not very cool.
Well, the picture that you're talking about, I mean, it's not like it's on the front steps of the building.
It is kind of around. It's very visible from what I can see. Anyway,
it's visible. Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, go to New York City. It's trash is everywhere.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it's not, you know, it's a suburban area, but it's, you know, I don't know. It's a trash pileups. Whatever. I think the private jet thing is a lot worse.
Well, I think they're coefficient. But anyway, it's paying attention to those details that ought to be part of what they're doing. And then people take it seriously, because they don't take it seriously if they see all the private jets and they see all the garbage around. Okay, yeah, it's just another way for people to get together and have a good time and have some, you know, good food and drink and yada yada, slap each other on the back. Top stories this week, according to the charts published at talkers.com and also at DGVShow.com. At number 10, the issues surrounding veterans and Veterans Day this year. Number 9, our relationship with China and to a lesser extent Russia. 8, the Astroworld situation, tragedy, and a lot of people pointing a finger at Travis Scott. Number 7, immigration and the problems of race. Number 6, Kyle Rittenhouse and that trial. The summit, if you will, focused on our climate and the weather, actually, this week. It's number 5. Trump is 4 and the political realities of the Republicans.
The January 6th investigation continues. COVID-19 number two and the controversy about Aaron Rodgers. Perhaps we ought to talk about that next as we continue here in the Talk Radio Review. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's a people list published every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and also we have it on the DJV social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and at djvshow.com. At number 10, the aforementioned Travis Scott. Alec Baldwin is in the ninth position. Nancy Pelosi at 8. Kyle Rittenhouse, 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Liz Cheney is at 5. No mention of Marilyn Taylor Greene anyway here. Aaron Rodgers is 4. There's a scumbucket if there ever was. Okay. You keep going, Doug. Donald Trump is 3. Kamala Harris is 2. Popularity down to 21%. And Joe Biden, President of the United States, as you'd expect, he'd be the number one person being talked about. That's it. That's the list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We do this every week, the folks from the DJV Monday through Friday program. All right, so with COVID, is it time to get back to normalcy? You look at some of the things that are going on. I saw something with somebody who had long COVID thinking that he said that he thought that he would be wearing a mask for the rest of his life when he got on an airplane or went to the supermarket or shopping, that kind of stuff. Do any of us feel like we're going to have to wear masks for the rest of our lives?
No, I don't right now. I mean,
I think everything's on the table. I think so many people have, like, complied and been controlled that, mm-hmm. I don't know. But I also live in a city where I can't go to a restaurant, so.
I don't think it should be mandated
or go to a
forever.
Movie. Yeah.
But people probably will choose to. I still wear a mask.
That's what I want to know, yeah. Your choice to do it. It's my choice not to unless I'm required to, but some people... Think, you know,
I mean, I've popped into the grocery store here and there, but, you know, since I got my booster, I haven't worn a mask. But leading
they
up to that,
they let you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, we're so under mask. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no mask mandate in Jersey right now. No.
And the kids, they're talking about
the kids won't have to wear them probably after Christmas. New York and Jersey are lined up in a similar way. And so it looks like the masks for kids in schools will probably go away.
It's kind of funny that our prediction is based on where we live and our current rules. I feel like it never is going to stop, and yeah. I guess that's good. You've given me hope that maybe it will.
Oh, hey, yeah. What about Aaron Rodgers? Now he's playing into the conversation. His reality in football and whether he is allowed to play or should play. He's become sort of the lightning rod this week anyway for all of this, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think it's just silly that we spend so much time and energy on both sides making him a hero or making him a zero. It's like the guy made a choice about it, whatever he wants to put in his body. He dealt with the consequences. I don't know. I guess I don't see why everybody stumbles over themselves to lift him up as a hero of an unvaxxed movement or as someone who is going to, like, kill public health on the other side of the aisle. So it's just, I don't know. The division that we're seeing over these kinds of things is just really disheartening because it should be someone's choice. He's young. He's healthy. He's trying to decide what's best for him. There's a story out this week that didn't get nearly the same amount of attention where I think his name is Dozier. He plays for the Minnesota Vikings. He was vaccinated, and he's currently in the hospital for COVID-19, and no one seems to be, like, talking about that in the same way they're talking about Aaron Rodgers, who's been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of phony baloney stuff going on. Tension-getting devices, if you will. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for us to face the music from this past week. When it comes to the world of technology, Victoria, right on top of all the major stories that affect all of us. And so we have the top five, starting with the new electric truck Rivian. And who's buying that? This looks like a lot of dough is involved in this thing this week, right?
That's very true. So Rivian is a California-based electric truck maker, and they raised $11.9 billion in their IPO. It began trading on Wednesday on the NASDAQ this week, and it's the largest IPO since Alibaba in 2014. And so this even surpassed Uber.
And Alibaba is a Chinese company, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Alibaba owns like a lot of online shopping marketplaces and things like that. But yeah, so Rivian was priced at $78 a share, which was more than what initially people thought it would go for. But this is actually good news for Ford as well, because Ford has a pretty hefty investment in Rivian, and Amazon also backs Rivian. So it's good news for everybody as we move closer and closer to the electric vehicle reality, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, these trucks are really, really nice to look at.
Ugly. Apparently, what do you mean nice to look at? They're ugly.
I think they're awesome looking.
Ugly. Ugh. All right. Number four, talking about electric cars, what are we going to do with the electric vehicle batteries?
That's a question that that everyone's been talking about with all the climate summits happening. And so the technology to recycle batteries for electric vehicles could exist in the U.S. within about 5 years, according to tech experts. And so they said, but the only way that will happen is that if there is a commitment from the electric vehicle industry as well as investment from the federal government. And so electric vehicle automakers are ramping everything up because of President Biden's pledge to increase the number of electric vehicles in the United States. And so essentially right now, a lot of the stuff that is used to make these batteries are minerals that are in the ground in Asia. And so if we can start recycling our own batteries, we don't need to go back to the mines and we don't have to go over to China for it. We can actually just continuously revamp our own, which I think it would be great.
All right, number three, as we head toward number one, a couple of ransomware hackers get it in the neck.
So Attorney General Merrick Garland this week unveiled charges against two suspected hackers in connection to attacks with Revil, which is the Russia-linked ransomware group. So two of these guys have been working on several of the big ransomware hits. Justice Department has seized about $6 million in ransomware payments so far, but that is literally nothing. That's a drop in the bucket, because $200 million has already been paid in ransom. $200 million has been paid in ransomware. And so, I mean, I forget what the number is now, but even in the United States, we've had to pay over $100 million this year alone to pay off ransomware. So
yeah.
It's awful.
Number two, spyware found on Palestinian activists.
Yeah, so this NSO is this spy. It's a spyware company that's based in Israel and has very significant ties to the Israeli government. And so NSO, they make spyware, and it has now been detected on six different Palestinian human rights activists. And these six activists have been working with a group called Frontline Defenders, and that's an Irish-based group, human rights group. And so they found that this Pegasus software, spyware, was on their phones. And this goes to very high level. You know, this isn't just human rights activists. This is journalists and business people and academics, embassy workers. And so this spyware is everywhere. And so NSO is not happy, because the U.S. responded pretty strongly and abruptly and basically said, we're not doing business with NSO, and any companies that do business with NSO, the United States will not do business with. So it's getting to be more and more complicated. And it's probably a story we're going to be hearing about next week as well.
Right. Okay, number one this week.
Robinhood, the trading app. Yeah, so Robinhood has had not great news this week. They initially reported that 5 million users' data had been breached. Now it's actually 7 million. If you do use the Robinhood app, I use it, the first thing you should do, go in and change your password. The next best thing you can do, monitor your email address and know if you've been hacked that way, and also freeze all of your credit reports, because at least if someone has your information, they can't do anything with it if you freeze all of your credit reports. And no one can open an account in your name, not even a credit card or a car or anything like that. So that's the best thing to do if you're in any of these breaches. At this point, all of us have been affected by at least one breach.
Absolutely. The credit card stuff, I've had three or four of those.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. Top five stories this week from the world of technology. Victoria and Doug at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.